Good morning. It's so good to be back after my little COVID hiatus.
Yeah, you look like you are in fantastic form and you look very healthy for someone who's had COVID.
Yeah.
Did you have a bad dose or how would you rate it?
No, well, I think I was pretty lucky. I had it very mild and the thing I did have is I lost my taste buds.
Oh, really?
Like I lost my sense of, it was like someone had burnt my nostrils.
Oh.
So I had no smell.
You've got teenage boys, so that sense of smell would have come back, I'm sure, for one, whether it's socks or whatever.
They did say the solution to it is to go around, you know, sniffing really potent things. So I went with the mustard in the fridge, not the 16-year-old socks.
Yeah, good thinking 99. All right, now, winter sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Well, I want to talk about something that funny that just happened that lead into that sandwich story, right? Because what happened is that I went to a coffee shop to get my coffee, and guess what happened?
What happened?
Someone bought it for me, but I don't know who that someone is because they paid it forward.
Oh, really?
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
So I went to pay for it. She goes, oh, no, it's already been paid for. And I was like, but who? They didn't know I was coming. She goes, no, it was a stranger. They paid it forward. They wanted to pay for the next person's coffee.
Oh, wow.
And that was you.
Oh.
So you know what I'm going to do now, Robbo?
You're going to do the same.
I am going to put some goodness out into the world and pay something forward. This shop, this coffee shop, had some awesome sandwiches.
Right.
So, and I know that you know how much you love a toasted ham and cheese.
Yep.
Well, they've got some toasted ham and cheese.
Fantastic.
So Eltis, which is a new coffee shop on High Street, just near Vine Street. Eltis, they're a tiny little, like, let's call them like a hole in the wall.
Right.
They don't have any really sitting area. But they do toasted sandwiches to takeaway and coffee, and someone might even buy your coffee for you.
Now, one end is the old ham and cheese.
Yeah.
At the other end, there's quite a fancy schmancy sandwich that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
An interesting combo.
Well, this is true, and I feel like it's the real winter sandwich. It's hearty and it's got everything in it. It's called the Reuben. Have you ever had a Reuben?
I reckon I have when I was in the States,
and
it is very much an American creation. I think the influence comes from many different cultures when you look at what's on it.
Well, that's it. When I looked at what's actually in a Reuben, because I've had one, Percy and Percy do an amazing Reuben sandwich, and it's huge, but it's got corned beef in it, which I feel is kind of like maybe English corned beef, and then Swiss cheese, which is clearly Swiss. And then it's got gherkins and sauerkraut.
Right.
So that's clearly German.
Yeah.
And then it's got a Russian dressing on a rye bread.
Wow.
It's like all of Europe in a sandwich.
But I reckon you'd find that come, because if I remember rightly, the Reuben, I reckon, came from New York.
Yeah.
And New York, particularly, you know, late 1800s through to the early 20th century, I mean, just an absolute melting pot.
Wasn't it?
Of people from all nationalities, religions, everything. And I'm sure that's probably where it came out of.
If you're talking winter sandwiches, we could not go past the schnitzel sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love it? I love a schnitzel sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I make schnitty sandwiches at home.
Ooh, what do you put in it? Just the schnitzel or?
Schnitzel, if I've got a bit of lettuce, I'll put that in. Cheese, goes without saying.
Yes.
And a bit of mayo.
Here, I'm going to raise you the mayo.
Right, okay.
I add a little bit of the chili sauce into the mayo, and it's got to be Japanese mayo, and mix that in there, and that just tops off your schnitzel sandwich.
I made boys' breakfast for my partner's 9-year-old son one weekend. And
what's a boy's breakfast?
Oh, well, we get up early and Her Majesty sleeps. And I make breakfast for the lad and myself. And I thought that mayo looks a wee bit green. But anyway, I put it on wasabi.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Well, don't put wasabi into schnitzel sandwich.
No,
that might be going too far.
That sounds good. And I guess, I know it's a chain, but probably Schnitty's the best place to get one.
Isn't it? Look, my kids love it, and they do schnitzels. Yeah. They're doing well.
Next week?
Yes. I'm thinking, at the moment, on our chef's menu at Miss Batterham's, we've got, the chef's introduced a souffle. So he's doing a cauliflower and goat's cheese souffle.
I thought souffles were sweet.
No. They go both ways.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. We live and learn, and we shall learn more next week with Let's Eat. Reid, great to have you back. Take care and see you next week.
See you then. Bye.